Hey guys, welcome to episode 194 of A Single Mom's Journey. Thanks for dropping by. So when the new year rolled over to 2022, I came to the realization that it was just 10 years ago when I realized that my marriage was done for. There was no going back. It was a really hard period of my life. And it's funny to me looking back, not funny, haha, but funny, interesting, looking back at my life now. Now 10 years has already passed since that crazy time in my life where I was just mentally and physically just done. I mean, I lost like so much weight during that period of time. I actually lost about 13% of my weight, and I wasn't big to begin with, and so I lost quite a bit for my size, and I don't have very many pictures of it, but I was very gaunt. I mean, you can see the bones in like my neck and everything. But I put on a smile on my face. I tried to, you know, just make it as pleasant as possible. But nobody ever asked me how I was doing or how I was feeling. And you have to remember that back then, where we lived, it was 6 hours away from my family, so I rarely saw them. Just a few times a year, maybe, and I hadn't seen them in a while. But nobody asked me how I was doing, even though you could tell that I was not healthy. You know, I was on that point of starting to go towards anorexia, that I was getting that gaunt. I mean, you could see it in my face, in the bones in my face. I mean, it was really bad. But there was no concern or anything now that I look back. But yeah, during this period of time, January of 2012, I realized it was the beginning of the end and there was no turning back for me. And so I did not reach out to anybody. I did not reach out to my family, or my old friends. I didn't have a lot of friends at this point because I lived in a different state, and the friends that I did have were basically just, you know, parents of my kids' friends from like Gymboree and all that stuff and from school. And so I didn't really have like friends that I could really reach out to and unload on. But even if I did, I'm not sure if I would have said anything to them because, like I said, I was trying to get all my ducks in a row because I was that kind of mindset. That was the one thing that I could control, was who knew what I was going through. And I didn't feel like I could trust anybody at that point. And so I kept it all to myself. Months and months I kept it to myself. Probably a good 7 to 8 months I kept things to myself. Seriously. Like, I had suspected things were happening late in 2011. But it wasn't until January 1st, 2012, that door to the next chapter started opening. And I knew I was going to walk through it and shut it behind me. Because there was no going back at that point. I seriously would repeat in my head, how did this happen? What am I going to do? What's the next step? Do I have all the information I need? What is everyone going to think? And I think that's also a reason why I didn't tell anybody, because I didn't want anybody to interject and tell me how to handle the situation. Because I wanted to control how I was going to react and deal with what I needed to deal with. Like I said, I was trying to put my ducks in a row. I was trying to make plans on like timelines in my head, finding a good attorney, making sure I had all the evidence that I needed to support why I was doing what I was doing. And it took months. And nobody knew. He didn't know. My kids didn't know. My family didn't know. But in my head, I had things working. Every day, trying to get more traction and get stronger in my head as to what I was going to do, the next steps and everything. But yeah, 10 years ago, I was a wreck. Complete wreck. Emotionally and physically, like I said. I just can remember that realization on January 1st, 2012. It's funny to me now. It's funny to me that bit of evidence that finally fell through into my lap. It changed everything. And I wonder if it's like that for you guys, for those of you who are thinking about getting a divorce or just starting through the divorce process. Like, what was your moment when you realized that's it? He's crossed the line. Because that's what it was for me. He crossed, that was the last thing, that was the last line, and he crossed it. And like I said, that information fell into my lap at the start of a new year, and I knew it was go time, and there was no one that was going to stop me from getting through it. And like I said, I actually got through it all on my own. I actually didn't tell my parents until like I was actually divorced. I didn't tell them like until maybe like a month after I got divorced, because I actually went to visit them and I let them know. And like I said, they couldn't do anything because it was already done. We were already legally divorced by the time they knew. Close to the end, I did tell my one sister, because she actually had come out to visit me, and I let her and my brother-in-law know. But everyone else was like in the dark. And like I said, by the time I told people, it was too late. They couldn't give me their advice or their point of view or whatever. But that's how I was able to handle it. Mentally be able to compartmentalize everything, because I didn't have any other voices chiming into my ear telling me what to do. But that's how I am. I didn't have to express what was going on to anyone else. I'm just one of those personalities. I don't need it. I don't need anyone's affirmation or approval. I didn't need that to move forward through this process. And I think if I had told people, there would have been too many voices in my head, and I would have lost it. I wouldn't have pushed forward as quickly as I did. And you know, that chapter wouldn't have been closed as quickly as it could have been. I mean, my divorce only took, 3.5 months. It would have been shorter, but we had to get a signature at a certain point, and he was out of town, so it like took like an extra bit of time until he returned. But I fast-tracked that as quickly as possible, because my attorney knew what he was doing. And we did not fight on anything. I just wanted out, O-U-T, as quickly as possible. And I didn't want to fight over all the little piddly things at all. I just wanted out. And what's interesting is that my attorney, he actually, at the end, when he gave me all my official documentation and everything for my records, he said that there was a couple that he had been working with prior to working with me as a client, and he said that they were still going strong, that their divorce was still being mulled over. And by the time that my divorce was finished, that client was already at the 2-year mark on their divorce, because they were fighting over every single thing, every plate, every fork, everything. And then he, you know, worked with me and in my situation, and he was like, wow, it was a relief for him, because it was like, wow, so that's what happens when people just want out. He was like, you guys were the prime example of wanting just out of a relationship as quickly as possible. And I think those folks, they finally got divorced. Almost 3 years it took them to finally get to the end. And I'm like, dang, I would not, that long drawn out stuff, that's not for me. Not for me. Because that would be too stressful. Because you're constantly having to think about it and talk to your attorney and figuring out what stance you're going to take on this. And is this another thing you're going to fight over or that? Or something has to change now because of this and that. So many different things. No, we got out. And in the end, I was happy to close that chapter because 3.5 months was enough for me. And I was happy that it finished when it finished. But yeah, I'm going to be talking more about what actually happened in the next coming episodes. So if you're curious as to the details of what actually happened, come back to the next couple episodes. I'm going to just, you know, letting it loose since my kids are now over 18. They've moved out and it's been almost 10 years since my divorce. So I think it's time. Time to let the truth out. Anyway, guys, thanks so much for stopping by to this podcast. I appreciate your time as always, and I hope that you come back to the next one.